You're going to listen to a tour guide speaking about a type of Japanese garden. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
The Carson Sui garden is a type of Japanese garden. There are people who call this a Zen garden, or a Buddhist garden, or a meditation garden. All those terms were correct at one time, but not so much anymore. The reason it's called the Zen or Buddhist garden is because originally a garden like this was found only next to a Buddhist monastery in Japan. That is no longer the case. You will find gardens like these on the roofs of department stores, or in hotel lobbies, or in people's yards. So the religious significance has disappeared somewhat by people liking this style of garden and putting it elsewhere other than just at Buddhist monasteries. But no matter, it's supposed to be a very contemplative garden. So it's lots of space, and some people say, oh, it's just empty space. No. Think of it, if you know anything about art, especially Asian art, think of a Chinese scroll or a Japanese scroll versus a Renaissance painting. With a Renaissance painting, every little millimeter has to be filled with something, right? But with a Japanese or Chinese scroll, there are empty spaces. It is called ma. Ma is artistic space, not emptiness. Do you understand the difference? Some people don't. It's artistic openness. So, for example, we have just come through the natural garden, which is full. I mean, every place you look, there's a leaf, and you come here inside, and you can just feel the peacefulness. So I will answer some questions I think you might have. I know some of you might be thinking, how long does it take to rake the garden? When do you do it? And how do you get out without leaving footprints? Well, first of all, we use a 35-pound wooden rake, and you can't just put it down in the sand and then walk around dragging it, thinking, let's see, I have to stop at the store on my way home later. Absolutely not. You have to be thinking about that. You have to push on it, push down hard, and pull it. In Japan, the monks would do the raking at the monastery. They would do it first thing in the morning, and because it required concentration and focus, it became known as a form of moving meditation. We rake ours only when necessary, and that means that we have a big storm and we get lots of plant material. Or a couple of years ago, I looked over and a child had got in and laid down on their back and made a rock angel. People use their imagination to create the story. We rake it when necessary, and it takes 4 to 6 hours to rake it. We always rake it in the same design. You have to plan ahead and you have to start at the back so that when you are finished, you leave the garden without footprints. It is very relaxing and I love doing it. Anyway, that's all you really need to know about my little Japanese Zen garden. The Carson Sui garden is a type of Japanese garden. There are people who call this a Zen garden, or a Buddhist garden, or a meditation garden. All those terms were correct at one time, but not so much anymore. The reason it's called the Zen or Buddhist garden is because originally a garden like this was found only next to a Buddhist monastery in Japan. That is no longer the case. You will find gardens like these on the roofs of department stores, or in hotel lobbies, or in people's yards. So the religious significance has disappeared somewhat by people liking this style of garden and putting it elsewhere other than just at Buddhist monasteries. But no matter, it's supposed to be a very contemplative garden. So it's lots of space, and some people say, oh, it's just empty space. No. Think of it, if you know anything about art, especially Asian art, think of a Chinese scroll or a Japanese scroll versus a Renaissance painting. With a Renaissance painting, every little millimeter has to be filled with something, right? But with a Japanese or Chinese scroll, there are empty spaces. It is called ma. Ma is artistic space, not emptiness. Do you understand the difference? Some people don't. It's artistic openness. So, for example, we have just come through the natural garden, which is full. I mean, every place you look, there's a leaf, and you come here inside, and you can just feel the peacefulness. So I will answer some questions I think you might have. I know some of you might be thinking, how long does it take to rake the garden? When do you do it? And how do you get out without leaving footprints? Well, first of all, we use a 35-pound wooden rake, and you can't just put it down in the sand and then walk around dragging it, thinking, let's see, I have to stop at the store on my way home later. Absolutely not. You have to be thinking about that. You have to push on it, push down hard, and pull it. In Japan, the monks would do the raking at the monastery. They would do it first thing in the morning, and because it required concentration and focus, it became known as a form of moving meditation. We rake ours only when necessary, and that means that we have a big storm and we get lots of plant material. Or a couple of years ago, I looked over and a child had got in and laid down on their back and made a rock angel. People use their imagination to create the story. We rake it when necessary, and it takes 4 to 6 hours to rake it. We always rake it in the same design. You have to plan ahead and you have to start at the back so that when you are finished, you leave the garden without footprints. It is very relaxing and I love doing it. Anyway, that's all you really need to know about my little Japanese Zen garden.